live from Jody's Park. Nick Fraser on my right, Claudio Villalobos from Nashville Total Sports. Nick Fraser from
102.5 The Game, Claudio Villalobos, Nashville Total Sports.
Nick, this is a good night.
Indeed.
This is a good night, and those nights don't happen often, no matter what sport you're in. The MLS is a very tough league. Mm-hmm. The Lamar Hunt U.S. Open is even not worse, but better in terms of how many teams have played this tournament for over 100 years.
It's a historical factor.
It is. Make it to a final in this tournament is historically worldwide. This is the longest tournament with the most competition ever in terms of teams. Mm-hmm. And Nashville just made it in a clear, nice, and contundent way.
Indeed, yeah. BJ Callahan expressed it at the beginning of the season and up to now that this is a tournament that they wanted to go after and win, and he's made it known that this is their tournament to win, and simple as that. I think BJ did a really good job tonight in selecting the starting 11. Obviously, there were a few guys that they did not select because of the Cincinnati game, the short turnaround. I even asked BJ after the match in the post-press conference that just how he thought about Jason Palacios' play because of the sickness, the short turnaround, and he was stellar tonight. He was top-notch.
He was.
I think that's just something that you have to go and look at Nashville, is that regardless of whoever's out there, they always step up to the occasion, and you got to give credit to BJ for that, and also the players.
No, I understand also that because of the recent games that this team has had, especially away, losing four in a row away, or was it five? No,
four.
Four in a row. Well, then there's a lot of doubt about what this team is doing. And I kept saying, even to myself, that this team is not doing bad. It's just that for some reason the scores, the goals have not come their way.
Unfortunate outcomes.
That's right. But yeah, they could have been in an even better position in when it comes to the MLS. But tonight they showed that exactly. I mean, besides the fact that this team really does different here at the Castle, and Nashville is, I mean, I'm not gonna say unbeatable. But it's very difficult to beat, especially when there's stuff like this on play.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, going back to the 2023 Leagues Cup, because that's kind of the best thing we can go off of, because the last time Nashville's been to a final was the only time at that point. Now they are at another cup final in the U.S. Open Cup. I look at this season as a whole, and even Sam Surge mentioned it, the maturity factor of this team. He said he's matured as a player. I think the team's matured as a player. There's a lot of just evolution to this team that's a big bright side to look back at starting at the beginning of the season. So, I mean, looking at tonight, especially at this beautiful place, 3-1 win, Sam Surge with the hat trick, his third of the season across all competitions. I mean, that's a huge plus all the way around for Nashville.
You know, when you bring back like somebody like BJ, who's always he's always collective. Mm-hmm. He's always talking about the collectiveness of the game and the effort they have here. But, I mean, he's not going to say it, but we should probably say it.
Sure.
This has a lot to do with him. Mm-hmm. I mean, the atmosphere, the discipline, the tactical approach that he's put in place in this institution, it really shows up tonight. Because, I mean, it doesn't have to be a perfect game. But if the team is disciplined enough to put the tactics always in play the way he wants it to do, he probably is closer to a victory than to a defeat, and that tonight is chose. Because, I mean, anybody could say, well, in the first half, it doesn't look like Nashville, but closer to victory than ever. Well, maybe not. But at the end of the day, you do that, and they take advantage of the opportunities the way they did and defeat this team clearly. Three wins this season against a team like Philadelphia. That's easy to say.
Yeah, it is very tough to beat a team not only once and twice, but three times. I mean, in beautiful fashion,
yes,
too.
Yes.
I mean, I remember the first match was 3-2 in Philadelphia. And to me, it's a full circle moment because Nashville, to get a good gauge on this team this season under BJ Callahan, if you go back and watch that Philadelphia game, it actually, to me, established the culture that BJ Callahan and Nashville SC wanted to really, I guess, put more emphasis on in this Nashville SC 2.0 that they've coined it as.
Right.
And looking at back at that 3-2 win, Joe Willis with impeccable saves, obviously the double penalty kick save there. But as for tonight, I think Brian Schwake did a really good job in net. Jacob Schaffenberg looked really good coming off the bench in the second half. I thought that was a huge plus, gave some fresh legs for Nashville. I think Nashville capitalized on Philadelphia tonight because of they came off that 7-0 loss over the weekend. And I think Nashville kind of, I wouldn't say caught Philadelphia lacking, but I think they caught them at the right time with just the amount of fatigue that's gone through this Philadelphia team so far the last couple of days. So, I mean, both teams had the quick turnaround. Both teams played Saturday. They both played tonight on a Tuesday.
They both lost.
Yeah, and they both lost. So I think there's just two ways to look at it. When you look at Nashville and the way B.J. Callahan has, you know, I guess, expressed putting his starting 11 out there, there's more of a tactical-esque to it, if that makes sense.
It is. Oh, sure.
Like, with Philadelphia, like, you could beat 7-0. Like, you don't know who else to put out there. So, I don't know. I'm not saying it was a terrible team to put out there, but at the same time. I think BJ put a little more strategy to it.
I mean, and I agree with you, because a lot of times you come up to a game after a game like this, and you see a team winning, and you probably have to mention a lot of individuals mm-hmm. that actually did better or performed better than others. Of course, you could say, obviously, what is obvious that Sam scored 3 goals tonight, but the thing about this team and VJ is that it's always collective, because most times if you actually dissect the game the way you're supposed to do from another perspective, you can say, well, the effort, the work that a lot of the guys did inside the pitch tonight is probably, if you look at that, you say, well, actually the goals are just goals, because the work they put up. I mean, I'm talking about the same thing Eddie has, Haxett. Mm-hmm. Jazbeck. That pass from Lovis, which is just...
That was beautiful.
That's a beautiful pass, but he played a very good game as well. I mean, even Henny, when he doesn't score, he probably plays one of his best games in a long time. I mean, really, if you look... But sometimes we're expecting him, and when we talked before the game, we said, well, Sam's going to score, Henny probably will, but he didn't. But he still played a great game as well.
Yeah, and I think we look at Sam Surge's play, and like we mentioned at the start of this you know, live stream, is that Sam Surge mentioned in the press conference his maturity level, right?
Yeah.
I think the best way to understand that he's matured as a true number 9, or you just look at him on the field. He, you know, true number 9s, they poach. And meaning poach, like you look at a guy like Gonzalo Higuain back in the day, to where like he'd be in anywhere inside the 18, and you put the ball to his foot, and the ball's in the back of the net. Or you put his head to the ball, it's in the back of the net. Sam Surge is developing to be that true number 9 that I feel like a lot of Nashville SC fans were really hoping for, with a lot of former number 9s and, you know,
Hockey, you know, he reminds me of?
Sure.
One of his countrymen, Harry Kane.
Yeah.
I mean, Harry Kane is just like that. I mean, he's just one guy that you say maybe he doesn't show much of around the game, and all of a sudden he scores 3 goals on you. He's right there.
Blink of an eye.
Yes. Sam is that kind of player now. But also, again, I go back to what makes a difference. He kind of tells us what makes different from, you asking him that question, mm-hmm. what's different from Sam Surge today and the one in last season. But I'm going to go a little bit further. More than Sam, what's different is the way he is positioned in the field tonight, mm-hmm. in every game now. The way that he's told us about this a couple of conferences now, when he is next to Mukhtar, is different. When Hani's behind him, that's when everything shows, and the whole world opens up for his work. And you see that what happens when that is gone.
Yeah, I feel like Sam's able to just compartmentalize the game easier.
Yep.
He's able, like you said, when Hani and him are kind of cornered next to each other.
Yep.
Sam's able to play higher up on the pitch, as some may say. I think he's able to focus more on that offensive mindset as a true number 9 would. Now, don't get me wrong. The way B.J. Callahan has expressed at the beginning of the season, everyone attack, everyone defends, that's still known. That's still a thing.
It is.
And I think Sam Surge is one of those 9s that still comes back on defense every once in a while, which is still impressive. Like you don't see that in a number 9.
No.
I think that's why, to me, his value is up there. Like, he's developing to being a really good player to where he can defend but also score goals at any time in the match.
You know how is an easy way for people that maybe are not able to pay attention or do not pay attention to the game as the way we do, because we have to make a comment or make a report about it. The way you do that, in my humble opinion, is you see now Sam gets in trouble with the referee most times.
Yeah.
Why? Because he's coming back to defend. He causes problems. He gets mm-hmm. he gets into arguments with other players. He commits fouls as well.
Yep.
And that's when the referee gets on his case most times. He gets upset with them. But that kind of conversation that went on with Sam and the referee most times, that's what it is. It's a different Sam Surge who is involved in just about every facet of the game. In both sides of the ball, like we say. Defense and offense, of course, 3 goals tell the whole story.
And I think one person we're kind of not missing out on or not talking about, it's because he's he's set a new standard for himself. Andy Nahar at right back. I think tonight, BJ said the whole defense back line was really good, but Andy Nahar has been pretty good as well. I mean, obviously, we're talking about Jason Palacios, and his performance tonight was great, but Andy Nahar, just the way he's able to track back on defense, transition back from offense, turn the ball over to defense, and he covers so much space in such little time. It's impressive. Eddie Tagstaff is another one that does stuff like that. So this team going into a cup final, I feel more confident in this team than I did a U.S. Open Cup, the Leagues Cup team in 2023, primarily because, like Sam even said, there was a closing window of players. Uh-huh. With this team, I feel like they're just starting a window. Like, you're getting guys like Matthew Corcoran, Wyatt Meyer, these young guys that are developing, the Knight kid from Huntsville. Like, they're bringing up a lot of young players in games where they can, and they can utilize certain assets of the youth, which is incredible. That goes to show you that BJ's committed into developing this for the long haul, not just for one season and, hey, if there's a better job, I'm out of here. No, he's in here for the long haul, which I'd love to see from a coach.
You know, one of the things that caught my attention very much is after Quinn Sullivan
yeah.
scores the goal.
Beautiful goal.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful goal. Probably that one and the last from Sam were the two best goals of the night. But when he scores that goal, obviously, it happened what everybody expected, even the team and BJ, which is Philadelphia, start pushing out very hard. And they started kind of ganging on the right side, mm-hmm. on Nahar. And then BJ reading the game very well. He makes a switch that nobody expected, didn't he? Mm-mm. He brings Bauer, puts him on the right as a defender, and pushes Nahar up.
And he has that interlapping run.
Yes, sir.
We saw that in the second half.
And so that pretty much closed the door down for Philadelphia on that side. And that's when finally Nashville put it away with the third goal. It was a master performance by BJ reading the game like
that. A master class, as some may say.
Yes.
You know, it's interesting how BJ sees the game that way. And it just is almost like he's three steps ahead of the other team. Uh-huh. It's impressive. But
it is.
Enough sunshine pumping, as some may say. This team is back and running when it comes to U.S. Open Cup. That match will be taking place October 1st. It will be away. It won't be here. Nashville have played all their home games they can in U.S. Open Cup because of the seeding. So they will either play Minnesota United and or Austin FC.
Either
so,
Texas or Minnesota.
Yeah. And you know what? If they end up going to Texas, I'm cool with some barbecue.
Hey, that sounds good right there.
I'm just saying, I'm cool with some Texas barbecue. Hey. I could eat that any day of the week. As for Minnesota,
what about tomorrow? No.
Nah, not tomorrow. Tomorrow's Wednesday. I don't know about that one. Hey.
But anyways, I mean, when you talk about the possibilities, which is going to be either one of those venues anyways.
Yeah.
But the chances are just as good.
Mm-hmm.
This team can win anywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm the one that maybe way optimistic than anybody else, and with all due respect for both teams, which are very good, and they play tomorrow night for that final step. I believe tonight the final was played.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah, that's fair.
In my opinion.
That's fair. I don't know. You mentioned it to me before we did this and up in the press box before the match tonight that Minnesota's good.
Oh, yes.
They're a good
team.
Good. You
very
can't
good
overlook team. Them.
No, not at
honestly,
all.
Honestly, you can't overlook anybody. But
probably one of the best teams in the season.
Yeah, but it would be very favorable for Nashville if Austin somehow upsets Minnesota tomorrow. And if that's the case, yeah, I'm with you on what you just said beforehand.
All right. Well, here are where we are.
Yep.
I'm foreseeing whatever. I mean, you can think many, many ways about it. Were we expecting this to happen this season? Honestly, no. Especially when you go. But I'm going to go back to. I know where you're going, but uh-huh. I'm going to go back to the end of last season.
Okay.
The way this team was at the end of last season, we were just hoping for a better season. Honestly,
true.
Honestly speaking.
Yep.
And now to think that we're sitting right here now, standing up on not sitting, but standing up in beside Jody's Park, talking about a Nashville Soccer Club playing for a final in any tournament. That's amazing, in my opinion.
I agree. It goes back to the Talking Culture podcast. We need to get back on that. Excuse me.
Just, no, we'll
get back to that. But, you know, getting to the interview I had with Dax McCarty on one of the episodes, I asked him two questions. And
yeah,
I asked him about five of them, but two of them specifically. One was, will Nashville have three or more All-Stars at the All-Star break or the All-Star game? He said no. I said yes. And I made
and they
sure.
Did.
And they did. And they did. The other one, I asked him, will Nashville win a cup at all in the first year under BJ Callahan? Dax McCarty said yes, and I agreed with him. I think this was a great hire overall, and I just, I don't know. You know when your gut, you have a gut feeling?
Yes.
That's kind of how I felt with BJ Callahan. Just his mind on the game is just so, the intelligence level is top notch.
Bottom line is it's going to be hard to find a more motivated team than this one.
Absolutely.
For any competition right now.
Absolutely. And you know the good thing before we go is Johnny Perez, obviously his injury, he picked up Cincinnati. I'm curious to see if he'll be ready in time for the U.S. Open Cup final. Do you think?
I think he will be.
Yeah.
I think he will.
Because that's what, 3 weeks?
I mean,
or something
you
like
know,
that?
When it comes to a final, some kind of a miraculous healing comes about.
Yeah.
You'll see Johnny
Perez
ready to go.
So, well, that's all we have for tonight. Again, Nashville SC win tonight in the semifinal of the U.S. Open Cup. 3-1, Sam Surge with a hat trick. Quinn Sullivan had the lone goal for Philadelphia. And Nashville SC are back in action coming up.
This
see you guys.
Nick Fraser. I am Claudio Villalobos.
Take care. Ci vediamo.